Chapter 2. Now, the surface. Home. I raced through a dinner of pizza and wilted salad with my dad and Tommy. It reminded me that if my life ever got back to normal, I was going to make some changes of the nutritional variety around here. I shoved the last pepperoni into my mouth and put my napkin down on my plate. My dad froze with his full piece of pizza halfway to his mouth.
Is there some speed-eating award you're going for tonight?
Tommy giggled. No, I'm just getting ready to go out with Jack, I said, pushing myself back from the table. May I be excused?
That's fine, but don't be too late. Summer school starts tomorrow, right?
I sighed, as if he didn't know. As if he didn't make special arrangements with Mrs. Stone to allow me into the class, even though my grades weren't exactly stellar. My dad still had hope for my academic excellence. I'll be there, right after I break into the dead Elvis's condo and retrieve my missing heart. I stood up and ruffled Tommy's hair as I walked out of the kitchen. Jack would be waiting for me in my room to make our plans. My stomach erupted in butterflies. Breaking and entering. This was a first for me. Midnight. The parking lot of Cole's condo. There were no lights on inside Cole's place. At least, I guessed there were no lights on. I couldn't see every angle from where I sat in the passenger seat of Jack's car. Jack opened the brown paper bag at his feet and took out one of the black ski masks. He tossed it onto my lap, and my feet literally went ice cold. What if it's a trick? I said. Jack froze, one side of his lips raised in a half smile.
You mean like an ambush?
I nodded. Jack turned fully toward me, resting one elbow on the steering wheel and flashing me a reassuring smile.
So you're saying the dead Elvises faked a concert tonight in the city and fake sold tickets and fake booked the venue, all so they could turn out the lights in their condo and wait real quiet-like, crouched behind the furniture, on the off chance we were planning to break in?
I nodded again. Exactly. That sounds reasonable. We should just go home. He shook his head.